Brackenfell High School in the Western Cape is a talking point across the country as scores of South Africans weigh in on a confrontation which took place outside the school on Monday. EFF supporters demonstrated outside the school after it emerged that parents had organized an unofficial private matric ball, which was attended exclusively by white pupils and two teachers. The school had cancelled the official event due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking during his visit to Brackenfell High, Premier Alan Winder said the following.
Obviously what we've been seeing, what's been happening over the last few days, the Minister and I have just had a meeting with the school principal as well as the governing body chair. I've also had engagement with the police commissioner last night, and of course the police that's in charge here at the moment. Obviously they have set up some pretty strict protocols on perimeter management. And of course, at the end of the day, for me, we have to allow the learners to complete their year. Specifically the matrics, they need to be able to do it safely. These kind of disruptions are not acceptable when matrics have had a really disruptive year as it is. COVID-19 has put so much pressure on anybody trying to finish their final exams. And so my message as well is that to the EFF, you may not come and disrupt this community. You need to stay out. We need to keep the politics away from this school right now, and we need to give the learners every single opportunity for them to complete their year.
In a statement from the EFF, the following was said. The Economic Freedom Fighters, the EFF, condemns the attacks conducted by armed white racists against EFF members who held a peaceful protest outside Brackenfell High School in Cape Town. Armed right-wingers attacked EFF members, undermining their constitutional right to protest and assaulting them physically. Gunshots were fired, police officers were manhandled. This was all done in defense of racism, as the learners and parents of the school held an only white matriculant party, which the principal of the school and two teachers attended. These terror attacks will not go unanswered. The EFF will descend on Brackenfell in its entirety and ensure that nothing operates. Ex-pupil from Brackenfell High School shared his views when he said the following.
I'm an ex-student at Brackenfell High, and my brother also studied here. My nephew and my niece are studying there at the moment. We have never experienced any form of racism at the school. We are actually quite sad that somebody decided to go and publish lies about the school. So as ex-black student myself, I tend to show my support for the school.
In a separate statement, President Cyril Ramaphosa has called for restraint in Brackenfell. At this moment, important and difficult time for matriculants, not only at Brackenfell High School, but around the country, the spectacle of parents and protesters coming to blows at the school gate is deeply unfortunate. It is the right of every South African to engage in peaceful protest, and any actions to suppress the right to freedom of expression, particularly through violence and intimidation, must be roundly condemned. Allegations of racism leveled against the school need to be urgently investigated. We should be ever mindful of the extent to which our actions, both publicly and in private, undermine the cherished principle of non-racialism upon which our democracy was founded. The President has called on all parties concerned to exercise restraint and to resolve their differences peacefully and through dialogue. For Multimedia Live, I'm Amina Dekker-Asma. Sound collected by Essa Alexander.